days, if I was going to title the sermon tonight, it would be Having a Sound Mind. And he began to deal with me a couple of days ago, and I began to think about the mind and everything. How many knows it's critical to our faith to have a sound mind? It's critical to your faith. And how many knows the Bible says that faith is the victory? Faith is our victory. Somebody, you know, told me one time, he said, well, y'all are just that a faith bunch. I said, what church you go to? And they told me, and I said, y'all better have some faith too. I said, it ain't that it's a faith bunch. I said, we're saved by grace through what? Everybody has to have faith. Everybody. And you have it. Anybody? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on Him, He gives them faith to believe in the Son of God. Faith to believe in Him. Faith comes from God. God kind of faith. Now, you can have natural faith. You go out to go crank your car, and you believe it's going to start till it don't. I mean, that's confidence. That's a type of natural faith, but the faith of God is different. And Satan knows how critical it is for a born again believer to have a sound mind. He knows. He knows that a mind that's not sound will have a doubtful heart. They'll get into fear and unbelief and all of that stuff and stay carnal. They'll just stay carnal. You know, and a carnal mind is the enemy's playground. You know, that's why after I got born again, I set out and I'm reading the Bible every day. And I mean, I'm taking a New Testament with me every day because I read the Scripture over there. And you know, and some people take the Word of God as just like stories. This is a story in Philippians. This is a story. No, these were letters to churches. They were letters to the Philippians. John had revelation, wrote to the churches. And these were, but all the Scripture, the Bible says all Scripture is inspired by God, written down by holy men of God, good for correction, direction, instruction, edifying, building up. So the Word of God is not, it's not natural. You can read it natural. People can read it without God. You can read it with the carnal mind, and all you'll stay is carnal. You won't see the in-depth things that only the Holy Spirit can reveal to you by renewing your mind with the Word of God. Well, I used to think, you know, I'm just a Weston, I'll never be nobody, because there were 17 of us, and we lived in poverty and all that stuff, you know, and I mean, never had anything. You know, I had my clothes and BB guns for my brothers from last year to me. And I mean, mom and them, just that's the way it was. But after I got born again, bless God, I thought, you know what? I got to find out and I've got to know who I am in Him. Because the Bible says that Scotty died. The Bible says that when we call, we're new creations. Old things pass away, all things become new, and all things are of God. So Scotty died. Now I can still let him live with his fearful mind, his anger, you know, his seclusion, secluding his wife, and just say this is the way. I've heard people, well, you know, it's just because I've got Indian in me. No, you ain't got Indian in the bloodline. Indian died. Come on, somebody. You ain't the same person. So see, Satan wants a mind. He wants to control the minds of God's people after they're born again. He controls a lot of the minds in the world. They are powerless against this enemy. He is absolutely, if somebody's not born again, Satan is their father. Whether they won't admit, this Bible tells me that it is. And my mind is renewed to that. And that's why somebody can tell me, well, I'm a good person. Yeah, but that don't get you born again. Not according to God's Word. There's only one way to the Father, and it's through Jesus. not through anything other than Jesus. And your mind needs to be renewed to that, so that you're going out and you're not trying to get people to know of God. When you talk to them, you're talking to them about your God, that you know, that you have trained your mind to walk with. And you know what? Teresa's a drawn-back person. She's not a very social person. But God, in the last 20 years, has been bringing her out. Out of that security, out of that seclusion, out of that life, there's a better life. People, don't ever say, well, I'm just not a people person, what my problem is. No, the problem is you got to renew your mind to the Word of God, because God wants you connected to people to be a joint supplier, to be an encourager, to be somebody that is out there. I mean, you know, I never thought that I would be pastoring. But once I knew that that's what God wanted me to do, I got in there and I found the scriptures in there in Ephesians over there where it says, and he gave some pastors and prophets and teachers and evangelists. Hallelujah. And so I got in there and I said, this ain't me, this is you, Lord. And I'm going to renew my mind. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. See, if you don't know that scripture, you'll say, I just can't do it. Had people up here, you know, going to get on the praise team. I just can't do it. I say, it ain't in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. And I've had people say, he's just always quoting that Bible. I'm spiritually minded. I found out that carnal mind is an enemy to God. I found out that a carnal mind, just a natural mind that looks down here in the natural realm and took my inabilities and said, I just can't do it. Well, my mind ain't renewed yet to the Word, because the Bible says that me and you, Paul said, told him, he said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He didn't say in your own ability. He didn't say in your own strength. He didn't say in your figured out how to preach wisdom. See, you got to renew your mind. That devil can come to me and say, well, you're still an old sinner saved by grace. And I tell him, you lying idiot. There ain't no scripture in the Bible that says that. And you hear Christians going around, Satan, when they mess up, you're going to sin every day. You just have to sin every day. We're just old sinners saved by grace. Now, the church has that doctrine that is not in the Bible. And I'm not trying to down the church. I'm not thinking like that. The Bible says, I was a sinner. I was saved by grace. Now I'm not an old sinner anymore. So I can't say that I'm an old sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner, but I've been saved by grace. There's a difference. There's a difference. You can't think like that. You can't think like that. Had a 95-year-old man. These 98, 99-year-old people, y'all are not there for no reason just to sing and entertain. These people need born again. They can be healed. They need their mind renewed to the Word of God. They need to know that Jesus is still healer, that they're promised 120 years. When I went to the nursing home, we sang a few songs, and I got up and preached a hot dog sermon, but God, I got them stirred up and ready to serve Jesus in there. I got them ready to get up out of that wheelchair and dance and clap. And ain't even no singing going on. Why? Because the gospel is the truth. The Word of God. I didn't go in there looking at these old, feeble, washed up. All the families ain't coming to see them anymore. All that's true. They in their mind, they're through. They're at the end of their life. And what other way to resurrect people than to go in and get their mind off of what their body is and what everybody says and everybody looks and says, praise God, and get renewed in their mind. I am a new creation. I'm born of the Spirit of God. Greater is He that is. Listen, we just don't need that out here in the church. They need it in the jails. They need it in the prisons. They need it in the nursing home. I told them one time, church I was going to, ain't y'all got any other kind of sermon than getting saved every week? But God, I get saved every week. So quiet. I'm already saved, man. What else are they? Are they anything else? Because they were the hunger on the inside of me and you that wants more, that wants to know more, that wants to know deeper things of God. But if we stay carnally minded, we keep that spirit man suppressed in there, then the enemy comes along with these thoughts. And even the church, some of them, preaching this gospel that's not in the Bible, like you're an old sinner saved by grace. That's a doctrine that is against the Bible. I told a guy one time, he said, I'm just no sinner, saved by grace. I said, what scripture are you going by there, friend? I've been looking for that. I was taught that in my church. I said, but when I started reading the Bible, I couldn't find anywhere that come out of there. It didn't come out of the Bible. It come out of the thinking of men. Just like them telling me, you're called to preach. You just signed up to be broke. I'm like, oh, man, I was making money selling dope, man. Now I got to be broke, a Christian and broke. Well, I started reading that Bible. See, I didn't have a sound mind. I started reading that Bible, and I'm like, no, Jesus took on himself poverty that you might be made rich. I thought, man, that's in the scripture. And I'd tell them people that told me that, I'd say, what about that scripture? Is that in the Bible? And I'd be like, well, I seen it in there. What kind of Bible you got? That translated version? No, it's a King James. Then after I found out that the King James wasn't wrote in English, then I went and made a bunch of more preachers mad. And then when I found out Jesus wasn't a white boy, that really made me upset, Mac. I'm 28 years old, and I'm like, nah, Jesus can't be colored. He can't be. He was a Jew. How many Jews you seen white like us? Well, not you, Johnny. Not you, Johnny. Johnny's almost white. But you know what? I had a vision of Jesus. He looked kind of like you, Mac. I didn't have a vision from him. I got it from Jesus hanging on the churches. I went to a black church, and there was a long-haired black Jesus. And I thought, man, no, I can't be Jesus. Went to a white church, there looked like Mac, long hair, and there was Jesus, white Jesus. I mean, those Jesus was a Jew. He's probably bald-headed like Johnny. Well, ain't no word in Scripture says. Right? The dude went around building tents or something. Jesus. He didn't come from the United States. He wasn't over here born in the United States of America. That shocks a lot of people today. Don't you want to know truth? Don't you really want to know truth? I want to know it all the way. I want to know him who he is. He's a spirit. God told me one time, he said, don't ever hang pictures of imitations of me on the walls. He said, because it gives them an image and it becomes an idol to them, because when they pray to me, and he said, they see that image, he said, and I'll reveal to them who I am by my spirit. He said, those that worship me in spirit, not with a picture. See, we got to renew our mind to these things. And the church is not going to, indoctrinate me. If I don't preach from this Bible, you better get out of here. When I go to altering this Bible, when I go to altering my thinking out of line of this Bible, you don't need to sit under somebody like that. Take counsel from somebody like that. Went to a church one time and they was reading the book of James. And the way that it was just a story being told. And the whole congregation sitting there, you know, and I'm like, something's wrong with this. I didn't even know what was wrong with it. I just knew the Spirit of God wasn't moving me like he did up at my church when they'd preach. I'd be like, man, ooh, yeah, this is good stuff. Well, I'm sitting there, and I left, and I felt worse than when I got there. I'd been saved about 3 or 4 months. And I left, and I didn't really feel inspired on the inside, you know. And I'm like, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? He said, there's no spirit in the reading of the Bible. He said, and it grieved your spirit, which went to receive of my spirit. And my spirit was not there. See, we gotta walk with God in a relationship, renew our mind to that word so that we think like He does, so that it discerns our thoughts according to Hebrews, right? Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God. It didn't say the teaching of the churches. I'm not anti-church, I'm a pastor. Come on, somebody. I think those ought to be in church tonight. I ain't gonna get on that again. Maybe not. But the Bible does say, forsake not the assembling. My mind's renewed to it, so I'm not going to not go. Actually, when things happened with COVID, I felt backslid because I couldn't come. I felt suppressed because I couldn't do what the Scripture was saying. See, the Bible says be doers of the Scripture, doers of the Word, not just hearers, not just knowing it. If the Bible says love your wife as Christ so loved the church, fella, you ought to be putting your wife on a pedestal. You ought to be loving her like Christ loved the church. Well, he didn't literally mean that. See how you watering the word down? See how you taking it because you don't want to work on your marriage? See how you don't want to let the Spirit in? You don't want it better. Yeah, one time he said, well, the husband's the head of the house. I said, what does that mean to you? Does that mean you boss? Oh, well, I mean, what I say goes. I said, that's not what that means. I said, that means you are her covering. You ought to be fasting for her. You ought to be binding Satan for her. You ought to be covering her. You ought to be lifting her up. That's what it means to be the head of the house. It don't mean that I'm boss and tell her what to do and where she can go, can and cannot have. She can be led by the Spirit, right? I got Scripture for it. Romans over there, Paul said, for those that are led, he didn't say us men that's led. All the men's going to be led, and y'all are not going to have a granite sink top. I don't feel led. Why? It's going to cost you money. There it is, the money told you that. The Bible says, but our God will supply all our needs. Yep. Ooh, we got to get off of that. Some of y'all, like Damien and them, going to get married one day, see? And when they do, they going to have the instruction manual that has been placed in their mind and heart of how to be a husband or how to be a wife. Instead of Travis, he got married, and they trying to figure life out, Johnny. I mean, neither one of them ain't been married before and ain't never lived together like they've been living with mom and daddy, and they move in together, and oh, it's happy, happy, happy. Oh, we in love and we're free. But life set in, Mac. Then they have to learn how to live together, right? Well, Travis, he don't like some of the ways he's having to change. I don't know about Beth. I didn't hear too much about it. I think she was pretty happy. You know? But here comes Trev. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know. And I said, look, son. I said, Dad showed you how to be a husband. Come on, guys. Y'all hear what I just said? I said, I showed you how to be a husband. I ain't got to tell you nothing. I even told him one time, because you get Teresa now, she used to get a little upset too much with him, you know. I mean, I'd get a phone call and she'd say, you better get here. It's either me or him. Somebody got to go. I faced that, Johnny. I had to hold the fort down, man, you know. and so, I told Travis one time, I said, son, I said, just don't never make me have to choose between you and your mama. I go preach that, and they're like, good Lord, you can't come back here. Whew. I went one night, you know, Lord had lined it up, and I went and preached a sermon, and the Lord had dealt with me for 2 or 3 days how that he wanted this church particularly. He'd give me the message. How he wanted this church particularly. He wanted the individuals. He wanted them trusting in him and not in the leadership. Now, we're supposed to honor leadership. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't trying to turn them against the leadership. It wasn't that. It wasn't a spirit like that. It was like the Lord, you know, pastor might not be available at 2:00 in the morning, but Jesus is on the main line. Pastor might not be able to run down to the hospital, but I'm telling you, these signs will follow those that believe. You can lay hands on them. So I preached down them lines, because, look, your mind has to be renewed to this word, or you're just going to walk carnal although you're born again. You'll walk confused. The Bible, Paul told the Corinthians, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 14:33, he said, God is not the author of confusion. And I looked up the word confusion. Anybody know what it means? Confusion. That word in the Greek right there means to be out of order. Out of order, unstable. God is not the author of an unstable mind. God is not the author of a mind out of order. See, the Bible says that for us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4, I believe it is 1:13, it says, gird up the loins of your mind and prepare your mind for action. Gird means to prepare your mind for action. So when they come to take my house, Johnny, then when I got on the scripture, and the scripture where it says no man that has left mother, father, sons, daughters, lands, for my sake in the gospel, but he shall. I took that word and I put my mind in that word, but God, and I kept it in my heart, bless God. And I'm telling you, all of the, I went through for a whole year. Don't tell me these little sad stories about 2 weeks of financial pressure that God can't do nothing about it. I don't believe it. But see, our mind, I don't know why God ain't working. I don't know why that's unstable. I don't know why God ain't moving. That's unstable. Just like these people over here, they live over here. They're a bunch of dopeies, a lot of them. That's none of my business. I ain't got time to have my mind on them dopeies. Not that manner. I walk around a building. Glory to God, they belong to us, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for the anointing. Now you're spiritually minded. Somebody told me the other day, said, I asked them, somebody nosy down here. How many knows we got some nosy people in Bluntsville? Nosy. Busybodies. Judgmental about everybody. I mean, ain't got nothing to say good about too much of nobody. How many knows I shunned those people? I'm not getting that critical spirit. I'm going to keep my mind on the Lord. He says he'll keep me in perfect peace. Why did they break in the church? They done did. They come in here and stole their guitars. Y'all remember? I didn't go, well, Lord, bunch of sinners out there. No, I went to the Lord with the Bible. See, my mind's renewed to the Bible. Paul says, wherever we have attained to keep it. Maintain it. If I once believed that I could lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, don't get old up here and things older and things attack my body and then that word ain't no good no more. No, I need to maintain it. till Jesus comes. Right? Praise the Lord. That way I can go out here and say, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he can give you a new heart. What if he don't? What if he does? Right? See, this world is watered down the Word. I mean, have you ever seen a time when the Word's attacked like it is? I hadn't. This Bible is being attacked all the way from the White House to the grocery store. I mean, it's under attack like it never has been that I've ever seen in my 28 years of ministry. I've never seen the Word of God. I mean, they just tried to replace the rainbow, called it Pride Month. God hates pride. Hates it. Hates it. Hates it. Pride Month. I'm like, Pride Month? I mean, I don't know, the rainbow wasn't about pride, it was about the gay rights. What does our rainbow represent? Right? The rainbow in our Bible is a promise from God that He will never flood the earth again. When they brought that rainbow up about this gay, whatever it is, I thought, you will never replace that rainbow in my heart and my mind. And I will never go along with it. I'll never go along with it's okay for a woman to be with a woman. You are messed up. I want to say a little deeper word, but we got some kids in here. I mean, you are messed up if you're a woman and you want a woman. You are being influenced by demonic spirits. I don't care what you think. The Bible calls it an abomination for a woman to lie with a woman and a man with a man. And I don't care what this world does. I'm not going to water the Word down that we don't want to offend nobody. We're not trying to. We did not write the Bible. The God of this universe sent this Word that this is His standards. But Satan wants to control our mind. Well, we don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to offend nobody. But they poking it up in my face. If I go to a store and it says no guns in here and I got a gun in my pocket, I take my gun out or I don't go in the store. But I usually don't go in the store if I'm a gun carrier. Because I'm going to carry a gun. I don't carry a gun, but I'm just saying. Well, I do got one in my truck. It's a little rifle. I was going to kill the dogs running my cows, and I can't even do that, Johnny. I started to call my neighbor, man, could you come over and shoot these dogs, please? I'll give you $10 a piece, man. Then I would still be guilty. I just couldn't do it, Johnny. So I get a donkey, and then he kills one of my babies, and I have to get rid of him. So I thought, well, bless God, I'm just going to claim the blessing on them. Hallelujah. I'm just going to believe God that He'll protect them from the wolves and the sheep and the stray dogs and all of that. They'll have boldness come on my cows, and they'll stomp them. See, my mind wanted to go, oh, what's the use? Every time you start to have work toward a vision, there's the enemy. There's thoughts coming to you. It might not be cows with you. What is it with you? What is it that Satan's trying to control some of y'all's minds on? Is it you're getting older and you're afraid of cancer? You're afraid of whatever, you know, might come your way? Well, the Bible said, give me that Timothy, Bethy, please, Beth. 1 Timothy 1, maybe 7. Yeah. It might be 2nd. No, it's 1 Timothy. One, 7. I'm pretty sure that's it. No. 2:7. We're going to read it. I may not have had it in there. Nope. not it. Well, 2 Timothy 1, 7. Yeah. That's it. He says here, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear. The word fear there means timid, coward. Coward. When the enemy comes and you don't take a stand and you know the word of God, that's coward. I'm not talking about against homosexuality and all that now. I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about, you know, lack. I'm talking about how you feel about yourself. Have you got a future? Have you got a hope? I'm talking about all that. When you cow down, that's timid. That's cowardly. He said, for God has given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Don't just say power and love. A sound mind. Somebody told me one time, because I was telling them, oh, man, I'm in that Bible. I'm meditating on that Bible. I read over in Joshua 1:8. Boy, I was excited, Johnny, man. It's just working for me, man. I'm feeling like, man, where's the devil and all that. And I know it's not me. I know that this word is transforming my life because it is spirit-filled. The Bible is spirit-filled. It's alive, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12. It goes down to dividing us under soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents and what I mean in my heart. It discerns all of it. But I looked up the word sound mind, sound, and it says stable. Self-control. It says a controlled mind. I choose what I think on. Somebody does something to me, I choose whether I dwell on it or not. I usually forgive them and let it go, and when the thought comes, cast it down. 2 Corinthians says, cast down them thoughts. I mean, you hear some people out there talking, this government. I'm not anti-government. I mean, but this, you know, but I'm not going to sit around all week and all talking about how this administration is messing everything up like they are. You know, I'm not going to do it. I actually feel better with this president than I did with another one that was in office several years ago. But you know what I realized? I know God deeper now than I did then. So it's not about the presidents. It's not got nothing to do with that. It's not got nothing to... That one messed me up in business, the one I'm talking about. I wanted to quit. First time in 20-something years, I wanted to quit because of the restrictions and things that was coming on my God-led business. I'm in the will of God doing garage doors. So it was messing with the will of God. And so I fought all the way through 8 years. I kept the faith for 8 years. See, what that was doing was trying to control my mind. In the middle of it, I mean, Travis, he would say, boy, I'm telling you right now. And I told him, I said, listen, son, I said, the government did not make us and the government cannot break us. Why was I saying that? If God be for me, who? Right? Well, I know that. And that's in here. So then what do? They're like, well, they're taxing us to death. I told a guy just the other day, I said, well, you know what? I said, I found out something in the Bible. You know, that gets on some people's nerves. When you do that, them that don't want to stay carnal, it'll get on their nerves, man. Yeah, what's that? I said, well, I was just reading one day. I said, in every year I dreaded tax time. I said, and God knew it, that it was troubling over a half a year. Every year I was troubled over it because I had to pay in. And I don't know how much you're going to pay in every year. I don't know, man. And so I'm reading the Bible, and lo and behold, I told him, I said, and lo and behold, I said, I found something in there about taxes. You did? Yeah. I said, Jesus told Peter to go fishing. I said, and when he got the money out of the fish's mouth, he told him, he said, pay my taxes and yours. I said, I found out Jesus paid taxes. I found out that Jesus supplied tax money. I said, so, according to Philippians, God, whom I serve, will supply all of my needs. According to him, he'll supply that my taxes if I have to pay in. I said, that set me free. And I renewed my mind to it, and I use it, Johnny. I'll tell Dee every now and then, she does my taxes, I'll go in there and I'll say, hurry up and get it all done there, see how much you can get me back this year. And she says, whatever. She just tells me, whatever. Told her one time, I said, good Lord, I'm having to pay all this in. I said, I ain't got no money. She said, you spend it. She said, this book don't lie. She said, right there it is, and right there it is. She said, you did something with it. I thought, well, why don't you just spank me? I just got on out of there. I was like, well, to seal it up or then. I've had enough lecturing over this. So I left out of there and I thought, God, man, what'd I do with all that money? And the Lord said, you blowed it, like she said. So, you know, I was like, I got to be a better steward. Ain't that in the Bible too? About being a steward. And I thought, oh, I don't want to be a steward. I don't want to. Teresa's been on me for 20 years about being a good steward, man. Stop dragging this junk home when our bills are due. You know, stop buying them boats when all Teresa's doing is saying, look, buddy, the Bible says for you to be a better steward. But you know what my problem was? I didn't want to renew my mind to that. But I got in there and I started saying, God, according to your word, I am a good steward, Lord. Lord, I steward over your stuff. And I mean, I was saying it by faith. I wasn't a good steward. But I knew if it worked for my marriage, I knew that I had to renew my mind. It's called mind control. We control in our mind. We control it, not Satan. And God won't control your mind. He will not control your mind. God will not. I've heard people say, oh, God, let your spirit just put my tongue to the roof of my mouth before I say anything I shouldn't be saying. How many knows he won't do that? He'll let you say anything you want to. He's not going to glue your tongue to the roof of your mouth to make you shut up. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? So I try to let all of my words bring grace to this here. I mean, I'm the first one hears what I say. But see, Satan wants to control your mind so that he can keep you carnal, so that he can keep you in fear, so that he can keep you in unbelief, so that Jesus can't do no mighty works, so the Holy Spirit has to back off with your mess with your kids and your mess at work and your mess in your family and sickness and disease in your family and your finances. That's how come I encourage you here, have a mindset, I'm not going to have to live off of Social Security. Bless God in Jesus' name. The blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 22, maketh rich. And somebody told me one time, it's because you own your own business. I said, I wished you had it. Because I got the blessing and all that is trouble. I got the blessing on the garage door business. I got the blessing on the cows. I got the blessing. I mean, my squirrels are so happy. I walk up and they're just running up and down them trees. And I mean, they're jumping from limb to limb and they eating peaches that big around. Sucker's happy, man. My place is happy. The only time my garden is not happy is when I kill it. When I do something to kill it. Well, how many knows unbelief will kill a harvest? Unbelief and fear will kill a harvest in your life. Yeah, I told him one time, no, I'm renewing my mind to the Word of God. He said, you're going to get brainwashed. You're going to get brainwashed. That church and that Bible is going to brainwash you. And I thought about all the things me and Teresa had done and doing and all that stuff before we got saved. And I said, I think I need my brain washed. I said, I think I need a cleansing, man. If this brainwashing works as good on down the road as it's doing now, I'm gonna get brainwashed. It ain't brainwashed. It's Romans 12. Give me that, Beth. Romans 12, 2. Oh, yeah, I got 15 more minutes. It says, and be not conformed to this age. I look at some of the commentaries in there, and it says, don't do like they do, the world. Don't think like they do. Don't act like they do. Don't say what they say. Don't give in to their way of thinking. Because their way of thinking, the world's way of thinking, is twisted. I don't care if they're your good friends. Somebody that don't go after the Lord and pursue the Lord, they'll get warped up sooner or later. Satan is a master at deceiving people. He'll make them think they're right. That 90-something-year-old man laying there, I said, Otis. His name was Otis. 95 years old. I went over there and he's having stomach trouble. And then I bought that property off of him. And I went over there and I told him, Otis, I said, don't leave this planet without knowing Jesus. I said, buddy, it ain't going to be good if you do now. He's lived all this time, millionaire. I'm talking about a millionaire, real millionaire right here in Bluntsville. Left each one of his daughters $1 million in the bank, and his wife $2 or $3 million in the bank for him to live off of. Still trying to make money on his deathbed. He said, well, I've been a good man. Well, see, I know what the scripture says about Nicodemus. See, my mind's renewed to the Word of God concerning what he's saying. When it starts coming out of his mouth, I instantly thought about the Word of God. I thought, nah, good works don't get you into heaven. Being a good man, taking care of your family, helping people, buying them houses, giving them cars, all of that stuff, praise God, is going to keep you out of heaven thinking that that's going to get you there. And so I told him, he said, my brother was a pastor, And I went on and I told him, I said, Otis, I said, let me tell you something, buddy. I said, all of that goodness, you're a good man. I believe it. Some people say you ain't, but I believe you are. You're a good man. I said, but all this will get you right in the gates of hell. I said, and it won't be God. I said, Jesus is the only way that you're going to escape damnation. He's the only way. I said, in the Bible, and I preached to him, I said, and the Bible says, and I told him. See, you got to know what the Bible says. That's where the power's at. And I don't know if the old man ever got saved or not. He went on and died. He is wherever that tree fell, that's where it laid. But you know what? He was deceived by the enemy. Good, I mean, million dollars. Don't need God. Don't even need God thinking. I mean, you got all the money that you want, that you ever spend in two or three lifetimes. It can make you think you don't need God. But you need God worse if you've got money than you do when you didn't have. But it says here, be not conformed to the, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Somebody say the renewing of your mind. Jesus said, the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but took and stripped himself, took on the form of a man, took on the power like me and you. Exactly what he done. But transformed there is like changed. Be not conformed to this world. Renew your mind, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, being changed. I'm being changed. I'm still being changed. I thought about a couple of services today that I didn't get to that I was supposed to get to, and I decided to take off a few days. And you know, and I told the Lord that, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. It was bothering me, Johnny. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let that go. I shouldn't have did. What happened? You two back in there, but I'll just let them go to blank. You don't want my service? Call somebody else. But God, I'm the boss of this place. You know, you don't tell me when to come. and all that. How many knows that's carnally minded? But to be spiritually minded, the Bible says, is life and peace. Well, when it disturbs your peace, you need to do something about it. Right? It's bringing in, disrupting your peace, disrupting your, that's being led by the Spirit of God. Do unto others that you would have them to do unto you. Renewing of your mind. I looked up the word renewing. Not today, but several years ago. I thought, wonder what that word means. How many knows when you think that, that's not you? Your natural man could care less. But the Spirit inside of you wants you to go deeper. Study the Word. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not. That's not for the preachers. That word means to renovate. You know, they flip houses, Johnny. They go buy them houses, man, they gut it. A lot of them gut it. They'll go in there, they'll clean it out, they'll put new sheetrock up. I mean, they'll fix all. They're renovating. That's remodeling. The word remodels us. That's what that word right there means, that renewing. It means to remodel. I used to think that I got to stay sick, but I don't no more. I used to think that the doctors was the only hope I had, but I don't no more. I renewed my mind to the Word of God, 1 Peter 2:24, that by Jesus' stripes you were healed. And if I go to the doctor, I'm not anti-doctor. I go with Jesus to the doctor. I go with the anointing. I let them run some tests. So, you know, if you get a bad report, the Bible says, what does it say about that? You're dead. Right. Whose report are you going to believe? And if it has a name, what? Anybody know the scripture on that? The name's above it, and it's the name. If it's cancer, if it's high blood pressure. Went to my doctor one time, and heart doctor. And I didn't have no insurance. He wanted to put me on some medicine, $500 a month. I looked at him. I said, not going to happen. I said, Doc, that is not going to happen. Made him mad. Get mad if you want to. If you want to pay it, just tell me whatever. Write me a prescription. If you want to pay it, fine, I'm fine with it. Right? $500 a month, I could buy me a Silverado. Dude. And so out of his anger, I believe the Holy Ghost. Out of his anger, he looks down at the ground, he looks up to me, he said, have you heard of that omega fish oil? I said, yeah, man, a Walmart's got it. Made him mad because he had a Trump hat on too. And I said, yeah, Walmart's got that, man. He said, well, just get you some of that and take two a day. I said, okay, that's fine. So I go on, tell Teresa, she goes and gets some, you know, omega fish oil, you know, two big old horse pills a day, you know. And I take them, go back to the doctor, and he thought he had wrote me a prescription and I'd got on the stuff, see. He'd run the blood test and all that. When I went back, he said, yeah, that whatever it was, Plavix or whatever, it's working. I said, no, that's that omega fish oil from Walmart. It was normal. No side effects, dude. Probably helping my body in other ways. But see, out of his anti-God and his anger, he gave me the answer. Because I wasn't going depending on him to be my deliverer. I was going, thankful he was there. Thankful they know how to cut you open. Thankful they done learned how. I learned how to put garage doors together. I learned how, I just learned a trade. You know, I'm pretty good with garage doors. They get pretty good on sawing you open and stuffing your veins out and pulling them, whatever they do. And thank God for that, man. Hey, they didn't get it on their own. I went in there saying, God, I thank you for the anointing, Lord. And then they cut me crooked. I told Teresa, I said, man, can't they see straight? Dude, they started here and ended up over here, man. My chest is straight. I think she might have got tired. Oops. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Don't let your mind be controlled by fear. Don't let it be controlled by things going on in our families. We can't help anybody in fear and unbelief. But if we're in faith and we're applying the word, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over some family members now that's being attacked with sickness and disease. I want to go deliver them, but I don't have that kind of power. But I know the one that's got the power. So I'm not going to get in. You know, somebody told me the other day, I told them I'd give them something or whatever it was. Don't feel sorry for me. I said, I don't feel sorry for you. I'm a generous man. If I'm giving you something, I don't feel sorry for you. I'm generous. Ain't got nothing to do with feeling sorry. Feeling sorry for you and giving to you is not spirit-led. No. Somebody told me one time, hey, if you get rid of that truck, remember me. I'm like, you won't get it. I did give it away later. Praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you. Don't let your mind get on all of people's troubles and everybody, what everybody's saying and everything going on. I don't even ask anybody how you're doing anymore. I'm telling you, that's dangerous. Oh, I'm a toe and my leg and my wife and she's down. Blah. I mean, you know, I'm like, oh, good Lord, I felt pretty good when I left the house. I prayed. Now I'm drained. It's like Raid. So I always tell them, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, I'm going to pray for you. Somebody told me the other day, tears running down their face, pray for us, pray for us. I said, I already am. I said, and I'm expecting him to show up. I said, I will continue to pray for you. I've already been praying for you. I could have said, oh, you poor, pitiful, miserable thing. Oh, y'all just having it such a rough time. It's just miserable. No, Jesus is bigger than that. He's a deliverer. I'm expecting God to bring resurrection. He's able to quicken our mortal bodies, the Bible says. He's able to bring strength to bodies. Hallelujah. I've seen him do it. Seen him do it to myself. So don't let your mind be controlled by anything other than the Word of God. And if you don't know much of the Word of God, I'm just giving you a little warning. You better start being a Bible student. Because I'm telling you, darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness the people. But he says, rise up and shine, for the glory of the Lord's risen. And when you have maintained a place of mind renewal, don't let it be watered down, praise God. Don't let it come out. Guard your heart, because those are the grounds that Teresa's been talking about. Cares and troubles and all of that stuff. I'm good ground, and I'm going to get 100-fold harvest off of that ground. You are good ground, praise God. And you keep the seed of the Word of God in there, and it will bring you a harvest. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you, and we just thank you, Father God.